Come, let us sing to Adonai, let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Fish and all creatures of the sea, bless Adonai. All you birds in the heavens, exalt God forever. God's glory, Christ, our new dawned day, in deep compassion for our earth, has raised what we had left for dead, and healed what sin had scarred at birth. The Alpha and Omega, Christ, today and yesterday the same, who manifests the great unseen, who by the nameless one is named. Word of God, silence sounding still beneath the surface of each day, both cloud by day and flame by night, companion, goal, our guide and way. We bless you, Abba, brimming love, and Christ, your well-beloved Son, who with your Spirit breathe in us, three-personed yet forever one. Amen. Let me sing the praises of my love. Let all creatures bless the holy name. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. Let them make known to all your might and your glorious reign. Your dominion lasts forever, your rule for all generations. You are faithful in all your words and loving in all your deeds. You support those who have fallen and raise all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your hand to feed all living things. Most just in all your ways, most loving in every deed, you are near to all who call, who cry out from their hearts. You grant them their desires, hear their cry and save them. You protect and keep alive all who strive to love. Let me sing the praise of my love. Let all creatures bless the holy name. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let me sing the praises of my love. Let all creatures bless the holy name.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Sisters and brothers, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment, are all summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. Those who love their neighbor have fulfilled the law. Love is the fulfilling of the law. It gives light to the eyes. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. Blessed be Adonai who visits us like the dawn from on high. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Blessed be Adonai, who visits us like the dawn from on high.
Save all people, Adonai, and bless those who search for truth. Govern and uphold them now and forever. Day by day, let us bless your name and sing your praise forever. Keep us this day from all sin and evil. Show us your mercy and compassion. May your love be upon us, Adonai, for we place all our trust in you. In you, Adonai, is all our hope. Let us never be put to shame. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We give you thanks, Holy One, for with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night and have led us from the shadows of darkness into morning's light. Henry of Susa was so moved by your creation that he prayed, O gentle God, you are so lovely in your creatures. How exceedingly beautiful and ravishing you must be in yourself. Direct and sanctify, rule and guide our hearts and bodies, our thoughts, words, and deeds, to keep your commandment of love and honor the sacredness of all creation. For you live and reign in the power of love both now and forever. Amen. May the God of sea and sky, who has called us to glory, bless us and all creation with freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.